AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The target, the Radisson Hotel in Bamako, Mali, West Africa. The attackers, Islamic extremists with guns and grenades. They stormed the hotel this morning, killing at least three people and taking more than 100 hostages, according to authorities. AP correspondent Andrew Selsky brings us up to date from his base in Africa.
There are several Islamic extremist groups that took over the northern half of Mali in 2012 following a military coup that created chaos in the capital. Witnesses say the gunmen entered the hotel shouting in Arabic, "God is great," which is a pretty common phrase that Islamic extremists shout when they're launching an attack.
Mali's special forces have been freeing hostages in the hotel floor by floor, according to an army commander. One freed captive says he was told to read verses from the Quran before the gunman allowed him to leave. A French security official says the suspected mastermind of last Friday's Paris terror attacks was seen on surveillance camera in the subway about an hour after the attacks began. Abdel Hamid Abaoud was killed on Wednesday in a police raid in a Paris suburb. President Obama is in Malaysia this morning, a predominantly Muslim nation. And he's been holding a town hall meeting with young college-age Malaysians, urging them to reject the philosophy that has set the Mideast on fire.
You look at what's happening in the Middle East right now. Those countries are in chaos, so many of them, because of this notion that somehow if somebody worships God differently than you, that they're less than you.
He told his audience, you can set an example and build interfaith dialogue. Jonathan Pollard, a former Navy intelligence analyst who sold U.S. secrets to Israel, is out of prison after nearly 30 years. This is AP Radio News. The NAACP is calling for a candlelight vigil and march in Minneapolis this afternoon to highlight the killing of an unarmed black man by police during a confrontation. There have been days of protests, and Police Chief Janae Harto says Wednesday night some protesters went too far.
As you know, most people were peaceful. We had upwards of 400 people at a given time, but some were violent. And those that were threw bottles, hundreds of rocks.
A Black Lives Matter spokesman says he's seen people throwing rocks at police during the protests in Minneapolis. A Spirit Airlines flight on the way to Minneapolis returned to Fort Lauderdale after a passenger apparently made a bomb threat, according to authorities. They say the plane returned after the passenger was overheard, possibly making mention of a bomb. No indication of explosives on board, but authorities say two men were interviewed by the sheriff's office and again by the FBI. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.